FM. Ready, Joey?
Yep. All right. I'm the grand verbalizer, which means I pose a potential threat to all the patronizers who want to criticize, minimize the IQs and millions of minds, saw the lies. I was sent here to revolutionize today's generation and to open up the eyes of the next one in time. So check the rhyme with the metaphors and similes combined. I intertwine them with the mind, with the heart and the soul. Self-control is what I gotta have to make it on this rugged road with the trials and tribulations in my way. I can never compromise what I say because the blood in my veins won't allow it, so I'm letting it know. Until the end of my days, you're gonna see a lot of passion. I'm letting my actions be louder than my words with every fraction of integrity. I'll never fall into mediocrity. I'm giving you nothing but revolutionary poetry. You know it's me.
Since we got an extra second, Joey, do you want to say how, what name you go by when you're doing rap and all that?
Yeah, my name as an MC is Warrior Minded.
Cool. I was going to say also with, we're starting a new project at the ITYC. Django is going to be starting a beat making workshop. And the goal is to, get some CDs going. So I think you were going to maybe collaborate with a friend of yours. What was his name again?
Nemo.
Yeah, it was Nemo. Okay.
Yeah. Small world.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe from there.
Joshua Vandale.
Cool. I think, stay tuned and keep looking out for Joey's stuff, because there's going to be definitely going to be some kind of debut album coming your way in the near future. So be prepared. this has been the ITYC broadcast for Native Solidarity News. We'll be back next third Tuesday of the month in February. So check us out. And Native Solidarity News is every Tuesday from 6 to 7 on CKUT 90.3 FM. Anything to add, y'all? Thanks for listening.
From the ITYC.
Okay, I'm Peter Matt from Equilibric, AK-47, Adamy Matt Burnout Face, AK-47.
My name is...
If you look back to
this
the north,
great.
About 1,000 years ago, toward the Atlantic ice fields, battle the granite shield of the Arctic coast, you'd find a man staking his claim to a land that just doesn't seem inhabitable. An Eskimo. A patient hunter who stood unmoving for hours, crouched over small bumps in the ice, subtle seal breathing holes, wicked winds pushing the temperature back down from the comfort.
Tous les derniers mardis du mois de 18h à 19h, écoutez Native Solidarity News en live depuis le Centre Interbande des Jeunes de Montréal.
Tune in every last Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7 to hear.
To hear Native Solidarity News live from the Intertribal Youth Center. This is CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM. Keeping you up to date.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Got a special guest today. Well, actually, he's not that special. He's just a dude. Who are you?
Dave Roberts.
Cool, man. We're going to start off with The Cure, Underneath the Stars, but stick around. This is Are You Aware Radio, music that has something to say.
We'll be right back.
And that was the end of the song. Caught me off guard. So it's Thursday. What's going on, Dave?
Nothing much.
Who are? Wait. Let me ask you a Nardwar question. Who are you, and why are you on the show?
I am Dave Roberts, of course.
Yeah.
I am a local guitar player, singer, songwriter, wannabe. All those things. Partier probably is best describes me. I'm here because I've been asked by you, Tacos,
okay.
Marcus,
yeah.
to come here, and because my music has, I guess, a social message behind a lot of it.
So. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get to that, but first, I guess I should talk a little bit about why I picked The Cure, of all people, to play. You listen to that stuff? You're an emo,
Dave? The Cure?
Yeah.
Half The Cure. I like Robert Smith's voice a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't go home and put it on and cry myself to sleep or anything.
No? Okay, I was planning to do that tonight. anyway, The Cure, that was, the last song was called Underneath the Stars. The last song was also the first song. It's off their 2008 album, 413 Dream. Recently, The Cure has been doing a bit of work for Amnesty International.
Oh.
They, in 2007, I think this was, or, well, whatever this, sorry, no, in 2008, actually, the year that this album was released, they, that was the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights. And what they did was they signed a guitar, or a bunch of guitars, along with a bunch of other artists to commemorate that, and those were auctioned off for charity.
Oh, cool.
And in 2007, they were also on a compilation disc called Causes 1 Darfur. And that included songs from The Cure, Death Cab for Cutie, Travis, Spoon. And all the proceeds went to benefit three nonprofit organizations, Doctors Without Borders, Human Rights Watch, and Oxfam America.
Awesome.
Yeah, so there's...
I never heard that one. I did hear the other Amnesty one, Instant Karma, and it was for Darfur as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the election going on in South Sudan, or that's been happening recently. Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't. I've been locked in my house lately.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, that's The Cure. What should we play next, you think, Dave?
I don't know, you got a bunch of stuff in your list, but if I had to choose something that gets me going and really makes me think social issues, it'd probably have to be something from Propagandhi. If you got something you could play, a little bit of Propagandhi, Canadian punk rock, great.
Yeah, how about We Thought Nation States Were a Bad Idea?
That's perfect.
Privately profitable, the anthem of the upper tier, untouchable, focus a moment, not in approval, bury our heads in the bargains of these neo-colonials. A former nemesis, the woman of the Nixon state, not less than race, a former new men, now we're concentrating. Try again, but now we'll confuse what is class war. Is this class war? Yes, this is class war.
Can you fucking believe? course, not forsaken. The music they're making will leave you with a feeling of indifference. How was the band? They were okay. Not great, but pretty good. They played the songs I knew they would. Some old, some new. The same formula stays true. We can't concur. It's mediocre. Growing, the melody's been stolen. Remind me of songs sung in the 70s. You might fool the kids, but you don't fool me. Have you ever heard of something called aboriginality? Is it absurd to compose music no one's ever heard free? Ability like a bosom will comfort them. My one true foe, LCD. Core.
Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Marcus. I'm filling in for Christian and Fleur, who've been away for January. It's my last week, and here's Dave, my buddy.
Thanks, Marcus. Yeah, those last couple songs that we just heard, the first one there was a propaganda tune called And We Thought Nation States Were a Bad Idea. Awesome band, awesome song as well. It's just pretty much about the rise of the nation state and pretty much how everybody's been bulldozed over by consumerism and become apathetic about a lot of social issues. And the second song I believe we heard was
NoFX.
Was a NoFX song. Oh yeah, mediocre. Yeah. It's kind of a jab at the current music scene and how a lot of it is just canned music, formula written, mm-hmm. and really no soul or anything to say.
And for the listeners at home, there's a dash between medio and core. So that's where the joke comes in.
It's not hardcore, it's mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, to talk about, you know, the music of today and, you know, how it doesn't have a lot to say, a lot of it now. Ice-T, who I think we got some lined up here.
You do?
A great old gangster rapper from way back.
And a great actor as well.
Great actor as well. Yeah, he is dabbling in acting. This song's called Freedom of Speech, I think we're going to play for you. And it's got a little follow-up spoken word by Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennys.
Yeah, and because it's my last time filling in the show for Christian and Fleur, I decided I would be a little bit edgy and play a lot of stuff that's got cursing in it.
Will never happen.
So cusses. So just a bit of
warning.
Yeah, a warning, a disclaimer for our listeners at home to exercise discretion and caution, because these songs are dangerous. No, but they do. I mean, sometimes people have a message and they deliver that message with a few choice words. And that's just how it is. So be forewarned. And here's Ice-T.
Freedom of speech.
Hey, yo, Ice, man, I'm working on this term paper for college. What's the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech. That's some motherfucking bullshit. You say the wrong thing, they'll lock your ass up quick. The SEC says profanity, no airplay. They can suck my dick while I take a shit all day. Think I give a fuck about some silly bitch named Gore. Yo, PMRC, here we go. War. Yo, chick, what's the matter? You ain't getting no dick. You bitching about rock and roll. That's such a shit, dumb bitch. The Constitution say we all got a right to speak. Say what we want, tip. Your argument is weak. Censor records, TV, school books, too. And who decides what's right to hear you? Hey, PMRC, you stupid fucking assholes. The sticker on the record, it wasn't making so gold. Can't you see? Your alcoholic idiot. The more you try to suppress us, the larger we get. Freedom of speech! Just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say. Freedom of speech! Yeah, boy, just watch what you say. You have the right to remain silent. Fuck that right. I want the right to talk. I want the right to speak. I want the right to walk where I wanna. Yelling, I'm gonna. Tell and rebel every time I'm on a microphone on the stage, cold illin'. The knowledge I drop will be heard by millions. We ain't the problems, we ain't the villains. It's the suckers depriving the truth from our children. You can't hide the fact, Jack, there's violence in the streets every day. Any fool can recognize that. But you try to lie and lie and say America's some motherfucking apple pie. Yo, you gotta be high to believe that you're gonna change the world by a sticker on a record sleeve. Cause once you take away my right to speak, everybody in the world's up shit creek. Freedom of speech! Yeah, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, boy, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Ha-ha, you better watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics.
Let me tell you about down south, where a motherfucker might as well not even have a mouth. Columbus, Georgia said they'd lock me up if I got on the stage of my show and said, fuck. So I thought for a minute and said, no, I wasn't even gonna do a damn show. Cluck for me to change my words for my rhymes was never gonna happen cause there's no sellouts on mine. But I vowed to get those motherfuckers one day. They even arrested Bobby Brown and Cool J. Yo, they got this coming cause I'm mad and I'm gunning, homeboys, and there's no running. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about you. No bull, no lies, no slack, just straight fact. Columbus, Georgia, you can suck my dick. You ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit on the damn map.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, you better watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Just watch what you say.
Parental advisory. Parental advisory.
Freedom of speech, let them take it from me, next they'll take it from you, then what you gonna do? Let them censor books, let them censor art, PMRC, this is where the witch hunt starts. You'll censor what we see, we read, we hear, we learn, the books will burn. You better think it out, we should be able to say anything. Our lungs were meant to shout, say what we feel, yell out what's real, even though it may not bring mass appeal. Your opinion is yours, my opinion is mine, if you don't like what I'm saying, fine. But don't close it, always keep an open mind, a man who fails to listen is blind. We only got one right left in the world. Today, let me have it or throw the Constitution away.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, just watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
You better watch what you say.
Freedom of speech!
Yeah, boy, you better watch what you say.
Explicit lyrics. What they're trying to do with radio, with this McCarran
Aaron Walter Act and a lot of other ways is start by saying that they're protecting the public from wicked rock bands or girly magazines or whatever. But if you follow the chain of dominoes that falls down, what they're really trying to do is shut off our access to information itself. If they can't do it by law, they know there's other ways to do it.
Shoes on their feet. Generation who flash heat. Roll up phone banks for the cash seat. Yo, the criminal, you got the nerve to ask me. Tear mics till my voice get raspy. They slang for 5 centuries. If a LA were Baghdad, we'd be Iraqi. With our straps in the backseat next to a general tied up with shit in his khakis. Let's read my mic alone. I'm full grown. Off to the green zone.
Ava Mark Voort of New Westminster raised awareness for cystic fibrosis and became the subject of an award-winning documentary. Celebrate her life at the 65 Red Roses Benefit Concert, February 11th at Massey Theater. Featuring Dan Mangan, Hannah Georges, and the Zolas, all proceeds will benefit the Canadian Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. For tickets and more information, visit MasseyTheater.com or cfvancouver.ca.
The sun ablaze, his mighty as foot touches the surface of sand. I know the land as human contraband. Some legal formalities go past the name of the boss. She's stuffed into a trumpet, she clutches across. Here come the exhaust and it rips through her lungs. She's on fast to the pasture, like cattle she'll cross. Degree 106, sweat and vomit are thrown. And she prays and suffocates upon her memories of home. Of Yankee guns for blood debts on her loans. Of smoldering fields, rape, rumble, and bones. Of graves hidden, trapped up in visions of war. Of nothing, no one, nobody, no more.
We saw her mountains and skies and she radiates. Rivers of blood, she regenerates. And like the sun disappears, only to reappear. She's eternally here. Her time is here, never conquered for him.
That was Rage Against the Machine with Maria. That song's about human trafficking, and we're here at UBC, CITR 101.9 FM. A while ago, a UBC prof released a book, or he made some online comments about, Dave, did you hear about this? About how Craigslist is basically enables human trafficking.
I remember hearing something about it, but I didn't. I didn't read the article myself. Yeah.
No, the guy's called Benjamin Perrin, and he's a law professor here at UBC. And he wrote a book called Invisible Chains, Canada's Underground World of Human Trafficking. So look him up if you're interested in issues about human trafficking. And I think if you're interested in doing something about that, Amnesty International is a good organization that does a lot of work to combat international human trafficking. And before that was another song, one of Zach LaRocca's projects, After Rage Against the Machine. The only one, actually. It's called One Day as a Lion. And that he teamed up. He played some keyboards and made some electronic sounds, and he teamed up with the drummer, the Mars Volta's first drummer, John Theodore. I think it's a really cool little project. Didn't get very far, unfortunately. They released one EP. That was... That song you heard was called One Day as a Lion, which is like the band's self-titled EP and name as well. And the name actually comes from a photograph that in the 70s that was taken of a graffiti by a guy called George Rodriguez. And it says, it's better to live one day as a lion than 1,000 years as a lamb. What do you think, Dave?
True, man.
You think so?
Definitely.
Well, what about... I mean, like, the thing is that that only takes into account two types of animals. There's other ones in between. I'm thinking I could go for maybe 500 years as a zebra.
That's zebra, pretty okay. If you could stay away from some of the lions.
Oh, okay. No. Definitely, okay, because, yeah, you don't want to be predatized. How about you, Dave? What animal would you be?
What animal would I be? It reminds me of this place I used to work at called P.O. They used to ask us this question all the time.
P.O.
Yeah.
That place.
What animal would I be if I could be any animal? I am an animal, man. DFR.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Party animal? Can I choose that one?
I guess so, man. That's what you are. For 1,000 years, though, that's a lot of partying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be one wicked hangover.
Yeah.
Speaking of DFR.
Yeah? Do you got some here?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Tell us about this.
I think you're gonna play something off my first album, Kill This Machine. It's pretty much my first songwriting attempts, with lyrics and everything. I actually played for a number of years in different bands. One of the best ones was Unlabeled, from the island. We played for about 6 years, and we're still together playing shows. Yeah,
but yeah, that's exciting.
Every so often, but then I kind of wasn't in the band anymore, and I was like, oh, I need to like do something because I'm dying here. And so I just started writing music slowly, and you know, the first album was kind of what came of it. A lot of things that were angry, pretty much angry with the state of the world. I worked as a fundraiser, I guess, for a number of years. And
that was PO, right? Public Outreach.
Yeah, that was Public Outreach. And it kind of ground me down working the front lines, seeing apathy head on like that, you know, talking to about 200 people a day, or 199 of them couldn't care less what happens to anybody but themselves. So
to give our listeners a bit of context, so I think when people exit the library and head to walk to the bus stop by the Student Union building, usually there's a little path there, and there's a lot of people wearing Red Cross vests with like clipboards asking for a monthly donation by credit card.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what Public Outreach does?
Yeah, that's exactly it. All over the city, face to face, just stopping people to ask them to talk with conversations. It's really great. It's a great job. And it's, you know, don't get me wrong, I talk to a number of wonderful people. As you know, UBC is a great place to talk to people as well. But, you know, there is it's definitely one for every 100.
Yeah. Cool. And what's the song called?
I think you're going to play Scream It From the Rooftops.
I think I am going to play Scream It From the Rooftops.
Exactly what it sounds like. Don't take this dry. Get angry.
Grenadious whiskey, all the scratches in my glasses. Glasses flat on the floor. We're deep, deep in shit with no common ground around us. All the assholes that surround us, all they choke. So I may pay believe that in this world that we perceive, there's a place where you'll be, but from the bottom, but you're gonna have to stand for something. Red flag for those who can. But it's a long way from here, and I'm a long way from there now. Whatever happened to life and promise? So don't stop yourself, scream from your fucking rooftops. We're coming down, even if we gotta drag on. Us, don't please us and leave us to die. They leave us no reasons but for money and why. You don't have to take that shit, just gotta work with that. The only thing I know is that I'm not gonna give up. So fuck you, we know it's a long way from here and we're a long way from there. Whatever happens to life, I promise. So don't stop still, screaming from your fucking roof.
times. I'm coming down even if we gotta drag on. I'm coming down even if we gotta drag on. I'm coming down even if we gotta drag on.
There was a war, but the class war, I was ready to set the teenage anarchist, looking for revolution.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. We're live on the air with Dave Roberts, and my name's Marcus, and I'm really confused.
What are you confused about?
You know, just how to do this whole radio thing. I was pushing some button, and then the song played, and I was like, where's that sound coming from, and why do I recognize it? So, that's how that goes.
Mystery.
What did we play there?
We played the last song that we just heard. There was some Against Me, actually.
Yeah,
awesome band, really great video.
yeah, we were watching it in high definition on the YouTubes, right here in the studio. Yeah, good song, good band, good video.
Against Me, out of Florida, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
really awesome band. Seeing it, you know, while they were an anarchist, had a big anarchist following. Obviously, that song's talking about, you know, the sad thing when movements, no matter how good they are, when sometimes when they start up, you know, turn out to become mobs, and just as bad as everything that they start to fight, which is always a sad thing. And I think that's kind of what that song addressed a bit of there. So it's a good one. Before that,
we had a bit of MC5, I think.
Yeah,
so, I mean, like, you're a big fan of punk rock, but me, not so much. Not that I dislike it, but I just don't know as much about it. But some of the punk rock I do like is older stuff, like MC5.
That
was
good.
A live record from 1969, Kick Out the Jams. They just played all live, lots of energy, lots of sweat. And I thought about playing Kick Out the Jams, but I thought, too predictable. So I went with Come Together by MC5, and that brings us a message of brotherhood and peace and racial unity, which was important at the time. And it still is. It still
it's
is.
Not important anymore.
It's not quite as, not quite the issue.
Yeah, the situation's not as dire.
Indeed. And, whoa, what was that? What was that? I do believe I heard the strumming of a guitar.
Yeah, I might play some... I think I'm going to play some songs
better.
For you guys in a bit here.
You better.
I think we wanted to maybe play one from my last album there.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about it.
I think you're going to play This Machine
title track.
Has This Machine has the ability to inflict limitless and unbearable pain. It was just a great title for a song. But where I had got it from was there was this article. I was at a friend's house, my friend Suzanne, with another guy, Ian French, both two awesome people as well. I was at their house, her house rather, and Ian was reading this article about a new weapon that the U.S. government, the U.S. military was testing out, and it was called the Pain Ray. And I'm not making this up, but it is kind of funny or sad, depending on how you look at it, that... they quoted that they kind of tested it out on themselves because they're crazy people like that. They like to make weapons and test them out and see, you know, how many volts you can take and stuff like that.
Well, for safety purposes.
For safety
purposes. They have to know what it can do, right?
Okay. Well, at least they're testing it out on themselves. Yeah. They signed up for it. So this one, the Pain Ray, what it is essentially it shoots out a high energy photon at people. And it's kind of like a big LCD screen, and it shoots out this energy to be used for crowd control and stuff like that. So you could point it at a crowd and shoot out this energy. And what it does is it stimulates human beings' nerve endings only up to 1/30th of an inch thick. So while it doesn't physiologically harm you, like it doesn't actually cause you any damage permanent, it makes you feel like you're on fire. So real nice weapon there. So they tested it on themselves, and the toughest Marine lasted for 3 seconds. It was recorded. And the top dog there, it was really funny. He was quoted as saying, "This machine has the ability to inflict limitless and unbearable pain upon its subject." And I thought, you know, that's a great damn title for a song. So, you know, without further ado, here's that short song.
You're fucking right, I'm goddamn angry. Right now it's the mood, but I just feel like I could bite right through your fucking neck. If you're not gonna use your eyes for seeing, somebody should just call them out. Then we know for sure that this was apathy and not guilt has begun. This machine has the ability. Living like a man of all pain in my brain. We're going insane, but the rain won't wash away our sins. Yeah. Can you believe this shit is for real? Yeah, it's the joke of the game. Hands down, bellies up. Way up in that over, stick them up. Don't forget to stay pumped though.
It is time. It is time. Whoa. It is time for stormy weather. It is time. Oh, oh. For stormy weather.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say. You're listening to Neil Young right now. This guy has done a lot of charity work. Let me tell you about it. So him and Neil and his wife have started a charity called Bridge School, which develops and uses advanced technologies to aid in the instruction of children with severe speech and physical disabilities. So, yeah, Neil, I mean, he's been very politically active over the years and very socially aware. And he was also named the Person of the Year in 2010 by Music Cares. And this is his song. It's called Throw Your Hatred Down. It's off of Mirrorball from 1995. And that was the album that he recorded with Pearl Jam as the backing band. So I really like that one. It was a good one. Liked it a lot. And before that, we had Pixies. Those guys are playing a show here, aren't they?
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and I missed out on when tickets went on sale. I just found this out 2 days ago, and of course they're sold out now.
Yeah, I mean,
it kind of caught me out of nowhere. The whole Pixies thing, I guess they're cashing in on the, Frank Black needs a retirement fund of sorts. So.
Yeah, definitely. When I heard about, the first thing anyone told me about Pixies was like, hey, did you know the Pixies show is sold out? And I'm like, I didn't know the Pixies were coming to town. Thanks for letting me know about that. So I was telling you guys about how Neil Young founded a charity to help children with disabilities. Well, the guy from the Pixies also, last year around Christmas time, he just put on this big 5.5-hour extravaganza marathon concert to help raise funds for this guy called Winston Bertrand, who was a 10-month-old boy with severe lymphatic malformations. And I guess he just heard about this disease that the boy had, or this condition, and he decided to help him out because he figured this guy needs help. Yeah, and, you know, like, big names showed up, like Tenacious D, OK Go, Pixies, members of the Pixies, of course,
yeah.
Flea, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Awesome.
It's always a good time.
Good job.
So there you go, Pixies, doing good and also saving for retirement with their reunion tour. Some stuff is happening in the studio, I believe, Dave.
What's that?
Some stuff is happening in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting texts and stuff like that.
Oh, no. I meant some stuff is about to happen.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play a couple songs here that you haven't heard already. I'm going to play them live, of course, so bear with me. Marcus doesn't know how to work this stuff, but...
Yeah.
See, what we got is a level here. I think I'll...
That cough was pretty loud. That was a pretty loud... That was a pretty high-level cough.
Yeah, that's about how loud it's going to be. Okay, so I'm going to play this this first song. It's called Arg, and it's kind of not... It's not like a pirate. It's more just like, ah, I'm angry. And that's what it's about. It goes a little something like this. Apathy, I'm not concerned with life surrounding me. As long as I keep making money, I'll believe that we're all alone in this catastrophe. Indifference, we'll stem it from a lack of common sense. It's not a myth that we're dependent on each other. That's the only way this shit makes any sense. There doesn't have to be a winner. There doesn't have to be so much suffering at the hand of ignorance. Well, I can whine and bitch and moan and preach until the cows come home, but that won't change the fucking world. You have to feel it, see it, know you're the key to our survival. Not a rival, not an island, not alone. No.
Woo!
How loud was that?
No, it was. I totally turned you off. You were just screaming to people. There was no even radio broadcast. You were just screaming it to people, man.
It was probably a smart thing.
Yeah. Thank you to our listeners for bearing with us while we
swear our way through this.
Yeah, because some people swear. It's just they're just words. They mean things that non bad words also mean. But some people just don't like to hear them, and it's too bad for them. They can turn off the radio, you know.
I think I actually have one. I was gonna play you. It's an old one that I never put onto the last album, and it's called Victoria in the Summertime, and it's a good one about. When I lived in Victoria like 10 years ago, it was really strange that there was actually this bum rush going on there. I don't know if you know what that means, but there are
no. Explain the term bum rush to me, please.
Well, there are a ton of homeless people in Victoria, but it's such a tourist mecca, being the capital and all, and very pretty and beautified, and it's all dignified. They go around and actually round up a lot of the homeless people and get them out of the Government Street area, which is the main drag, which is really sad. And I witnessed this happening when I first moved there, and I was like, wow, this is just insane. So I just wrote this little funny song about Victoria in the summertime, and it was nice that it transferred well into the Olympics, because it's like, you know, cleaning up the city because the tourists are here and the consumers are here, and, you know, the people that, you know, live here every day on the street are, you know, not worth spit, unfortunately. So this is just kind of a funny song about that called Victoria in the Summertime. And it goes like this. If you go downtown, you won't find many homeless people there. It's not like they don't exist. The cops just kick them out because the two of us are here in our city, and we can't show a pity. What a better would it be if we all could just agree. Some of us less and some of us need more, but the shit to talk about, you can't find a store. Not yet. Not yet. Ah, sorry. Not yet. Obviously, I don't know how to play that one. Major mess up on the radio.
Yeah, man. That's how you do it.
It's an old one, and I haven't really played it before, but...
Well, thanks for preparing for the radio show, Dave. I appreciate that. You're welcome as my guest.
I do apologize. Perhaps I'll just forego that one and play a quick one yeah. more. It's just called The World is a Messed Up Place, and it's going to be off my new album. And I kind of toned down the yelling a little bit on my new album because my kind of wrecked my voice in the summer a little bit. So yeah. I just got to build it back up. So after I play this one off the new album, I think I've brought in a rough mix for you, Stacking Bodies, another song. So
yeah, we have that.
I'll play this one anyway. You won't see it coming. You can't grab onto it, but you'll sure as fuck taste it when I'm pissing in your mouth. You can't reason with it, but there's no reason to it, because it sure as fuck affecting everyone we know. I said the world is a fucked up place. It's full of cops and robbers, and I can't seem to stop them. Said the world is a fucked up place. It's full of cops and robbers. I can't stop them on my own. You must be senseless. If you can't sense this, we gotta stop the revolution, but we gotta do it now, because we can win this. But we're gonna have to stand up and put our dicks back in our pants and start using our fucking heads. I said the world is a fucked up place. It's full of cops and robbers, and someone needs to stop them. Said the world is a fucked up place. It's full of cops and robbers, and I can't stop them on my own. No, said I can't stop them on my own. No, no, no.
That song's too short, you know. That's always been one of my favorite of your songs, and I think it's way too short.
Really?
It needs like a sing-along chorus and la-la-las and all that stuff. Just extended.
Well, maybe I'll get you in the studio.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm good with the la-la-las. It's too it's too bad about your other song, you know? Too bad what happened to it.
Oh, the Victoria?
Yeah. No, because it's really interesting. Because you said when you first moved to Victoria, that's, you know, you were like, you know, Victoria moving people, more moving the... shuffling the homeless around, and now you live in Vancouver, and you have for quite a while, and that's nothing, right, compared to what goes on around here.
Well, I mean, the amount of obviously there's more in terms of volume of homelessness, street visible homelessness here in Vancouver, but it's not to the same degree. Like, I mean, that you can go down to Maine and Hastings, and they're not hiding them. You know what I mean? I guess there was a bit of that during the Olympics, during, you know, the tent village kind of popped up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was...
But, I mean, they do shuffle those guys out of certain places. They just kind of...
They do, but I guess it's not... To me, it was just like, it's night and day in Victoria, really. Yeah. It's like, you would never get... In Victoria, in the summertime, if you go down to Government Street, it's full of, you know, a lot of Americans and tourists and, you know, people that are there to buy things and partake in the grandiose kind of you know, English kind of culture that's going on down there. But if you go in the winter time when it's all rainy and none of the souvenir shops are open, you'll see people sleeping in doorways, and that just doesn't happen in the summertime in Victoria. Where here on Hastings Street, I find that it's, you know, in my personal opinion, I find that it's pretty much the same all year round.
Okay, cool. thanks. So, Stacking Bodies, anything to say about that?
Stacking Bodies is I tend to take an angry approach to writing a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, I don't know, my sister had that bumper sticker. It just kind of reminds me of that song. If you're not angry, you're not paying attention. And that's just pretty much how I feel. You know, people got to, in a sense, I advocate that people got to get back in touch with their anger because, you know, we've kind of softened as a society. And as, you know, we get, you know, become more consumeristic and corporations start to run the way that we, you know, live our day-to-day lives, people have gotten really soft and gotten rid of their anger, and they're not dealing with that, I don't think, on an effective level. So I advocate for, I'm an advocate for getting angry, and this song's kind of about that. It's, you know, it's time to start stacking the bodies of the people who are part of the problem, and, you know, take it from there.
All right.
But I'll let the song do the talking.
Yeah. Are you aware of music? Are you aware of radio music that has something to say here on CITR 101.9 FM?
Money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
I'm
Mark,
I'm
Jason,
the Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Music, yeah, yeah. Ooh, music.
This is a public service announcement with guitar!
CITR 101.9 FM. We just had a little kind of Clash sandwich right there because we played with Dave Roberts bread. So
nice.
Yeah.
I make good bread.
I prefer the Clash. Yeah. No, I mean the meat of the sandwich. Yeah. The meat's always preferable, but I know you're a vegetarian.
I am.
Yeah, you're into the bread. So we played Stack and Bodies by Dave Roberts here, who's also live with us in the studio.
Hello.
And imagine if I brought you in dead in the studio.
I know.
You'd be stinking up the joint, but no one could hear you.
Well, I was stinking up the joint anyway. I guess that's what happens when you drink most of the day and you try to play guitar.
Yeah. Then we had Know Your Rights by The Clash, a wonderfully ironic song off their, I think it is the 1982 album, Combat Rock. That's right. Yeah, and then we had Sink or Swim. Last week, if you guys remember, I played that song, but a terrible demo version of it that Graham had brought in.
I was drunk at a party, and Graham, he was on your show last week, was at this party and happened to record me playing it.
Was that really it?
That was it.
I thought it was just a bad take of you playing it acoustically.
That's just a drunken.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
I had no idea.
You decided to air that for some reason. So.
Well...
I needed some redemption.
Because I thought when I pressed play that what we just heard would be what I would hear. I didn't know that I was going to hear like a live party version of Sink or Swim. But, well, now people know. Sink or Swim sounds like that, and it sounds freaking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was actually a good song. It was recorded with an awesome local drummer, Brian Badd, who plays in a number of bands. I think he's doing stuff with the Dead Paper Sparrows now. And Jesse Gunn from Vancouver, and Mike Lexner, who has now left us for colder regions of Montreal.
Yep. Yeah.
Wimp.
How about we kick it back a notch and play some David Bowie?
Sounds
do that?
Great.
Of you, I always wanted you so.
Hey, that's David Bowie off of his 1974 disc Diamond Dogs. Song's called Rock and Roll With Me. David Bowie's a great guy, great musician, and obviously he's also done a lot of work for charities. In 2009, he collaborated with this artist from South Africa to paint a bunch of paintings and auctioned them off for charity. The artist, the South African artist's name is BZ Bailey, and he organized the auction. And the proceeds went to two organizations, the Africa Foundation and Ikamva Labantu. Don't know what that means, but I can't speak South African, whatever language they speak there.
Africans.
Yeah. It's been a great month for me. My name's Marcus. I've been filling in for Christian and Fleur here on Are You Aware Music.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Bleak. Woo! Bleak is here with Exquisite Corpse, and it's been a really fun month. Rock and roll, guys.
Come back soon.
You start your show soon.
Oh, okay. You want me to do that?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Now.
No, Bleak can come out.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. Well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak in here, my friends, my radio friends. And here we are live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show. And this week we are doing what we usually do. We're going to bring you some of, well, some of the avant-garde that we usually do, and you know, I've been sort of feeling the urge to break out of that in a little bit and bringing you more things on the poppier side of musical items. So if that bothers you, well, I don't know what to tell you. You can let me know. Hey, you can find me online on the Facebook, which I think I'm gonna go to. Luke was advising me in a personal matter, and I might do a bit of updates on the Facebook while I'm here in the studio for you. So if you want to look for me there, facebook.com/BleakSwinney. That's B-L-E-E-K S-W-I-N-N-E-Y. And I get mail sometimes from people who send me stuff, which I appreciate, but it often has Bleak Sweeney on the address. S-W-E-E like Sweeney Todd? No. It's Swinney, like Swinney the Pooh, remember? B-L-E-E-K, Swinney. So if you look for me on Facebook right now, I might be there, and it'll be a lot of fun. So let's do that, shall we? I've got People Like Us and Wobbly for us now, Music for the Fire, and this just made it into CITR hands. You, of course, heard it on this show, didn't you? Yes, you did. But I'm going to play the CITR copy now. A couple tracks, OK, and Giant Love Ball. On CITR.
You know, Jeff, I never thought about it before, but it's true. I am 20 years old and a junior in college.
Lawyer, baby, okay.
I'm not asking you to agree with me.
If you don't feel well, see a doctor.
Or on Sharif instead of getting married.
Saying
saying yes to love. Wherever we find it, we'll make our love grow and grow. Love has no limits, no beginning, and no end, but can always expand like a balloon. I will be like love balls.
I am a woman. I'm tender.
Love balls.
Do I lose his respect for being so wild? Yes, I do.
I'm too fond of you to allow such a thing to happen.
Crossing over that line of death. Yeah, that's great.
I'm like a sea.